Hello everyone, this is Chase Crispin back with part 3 of my Bookport Plus audio training tutorial. In today's Bookport Plus demo, I would like to show you how to use your Bookport Plus as a note taker. As long as you have the newest version of software installed, this is the version that came out in April of 2010, you will be able to take notes on your Bookport Plus. When I say to use it as a note taker, I mean not to use it as a full note taker, like a Braille Plus or PacMate or Braille Note or Braille Sense. I mean that if you're listening to a book and you want to write something down that you heard in that book, or you happen to have your Bookport Plus with you and someone gives you some information that you want to type down real quick, you can now do this. Of course, you've always been able to create a voice memo, but now you can either text or Braille into your Bookport Plus a quick note in text format. When you enter text on the Bookport Plus, you have three modes. ABC mode, which is where you tap buttons for different letters. So the one key will have all the punctuation, two will have ABC, three will have DEF, etc. This is the method used on many cell phones. There's also thumb Braille, which is where you can use your thumbs to Braille. Instead of looking like a Braille keyboard, this looks like the actual Braille cell. So the number 1 on the Bookport Plus keypad will be .1, 4 will be .2, 9 will be .3, 3 will be .4, 6 will be .5, and 9 will be .6. Now, it is hard to hit letters such as K, or a 4, 6, or even an L with one thumb. So, the middle keys, the 2, 5, 8, and 0, allow you to enter text easier. The 2 serves as dots 1 and 3, the 5 serves as dots 1, 2, and 3. The 8 serves as dots 4 and 6. And the 0 serves as dots 4, 5, and 6. And you can use this in combination with other keys. So if you want to type an M, which is normally dots 1, 3, and 4, you could push number 2, which types dots 1 and 3, or a K, plus the number 3 to type the M, instead of trying to hit two buttons, but not the one in the middle with one thumb. The third mode is called reverse thumb Braille, which is exactly the same, but the buttons won't be the same. This is if you're holding the Bookport Plus upside down so that the speaker is towards you. Then everything will be completely opposite. That's just how you will be holding your Bookport Plus. I'm not going to give the exact key assignments for that because it should be pretty easy to figure out. You just hold your Bookport Plus the opposite way in Braille as normal. To create a new text file, we'll go ahead and create a new text file now. I'll press the key on my Bookport Plus to wake it up.
6:15 p.m.
And we hear the time. Now we're going to push the menu key, which is the top right key next to the arrow. Not the power button with the two bumps on it, but the button right below that.
Menu. Edit. Use right or left key to select item. Press play stop or down key to confirm, or up key to cancel.
And we're on edit right now, and we hear the sound that tells us we're in a menu. I'm going to down arrow on edit.
Cannot edit or, this title.
We don't want edit yet, so I'm going to right arrow.
Recording.
We don't want recording.
Playback.
No.
Bookmark.
Nope.
Voice memo.
Nope.
Backup.
Nope.
Media management.
Media management is what we want right now. So I'm going to down arrow.
Enter. Media and title information.
That's not what we currently want.
SD card.
We definitely do not want that.
Create new title.
That would create a new recording.
Create new text file.
That's what we want, but I'll just show you what else is in here.
Delete all voice memos. Prepare for editing. Build book.
And the last two are for recordings. I'm going to go back to
create new text file.
Create new text file. I'm going to press the middle button, the enter button. That's in the middle of the arrows.
Enter. You are about to create a new text file. Are you sure?
And I'm sure, so I'm going to press the same button again, the center button.
Enter. Please wait. New text file created.
And now we
text
are in
editing mode.
The text editing mode, which is where we can write a text file. So I'm going to go to the menu now.
Menu. Delete current line.
And if we had wrote a line, we could delete the current line.
Delete all text.
We could delete all text in the whole file.
Save text.
We could save the text, and how that works is it saves the first line in the file as the file name.
Save and exit text editor.
And that would still keep it open. Now we could save and exit the text editor.
Exit text editor without saving.
Or we could exit without saving.
Rename file.
Or if we are pointing at it, we can rename it if we type something wrong or we just want to give it a different name.
Text input mode.
We can select the input mode.
Delete current
line. Or we're back to the first item, which is delete current line. I'm going to go to the left.
Text input mode.
To text input mode, I'm going to down arrow.
Enter.
You can do ABC, which is like texting on a cell phone with only a numeric keypad.
Thumb braille mode.
We can do thumb braille.
Reverse
or
thumb
reverse
braille.
Thumb braille. I'm going to do ABC for now, because that's something
enter,
everyone
set.
Can use, even if you're not a braille reader or a writer. So, to name this file, as I said, the first line will be the name of the file. So I want this file to be called podcast file. So I'm going to type the 7. We hear P. And we hear it again when it's finally typed. And I'm going to tap 6 three times for O. And it takes a second to type, but we can get ahead of it. So we don't have to wait for it. But if we're going to type another character on the same number, then we do have to wait. Now I'm going to type a D, followed by a C, and then an A. So I'm going to type 3 once for D, 2 three times. Now I have to wait for it to say C, because A is still on that too. So I'll type A. 7 three times, and 8
S-T.
Once. Now to space, we'll hit pound.
Space.
We hear a beep, followed by space. And, which was in the guide voice. Most of this is in the text-to-speech voice. And then I'm going to hit 3 times for F. 4. 5. And. And that's, now it's called podcast file. And that is what the file will be called. Now I'm going to keep on typing here. I have podcast file written here. Now I want to type, how are you? I'm just going to type that using normal texting commands here. Now to get a capital letter, we'll tap it multiple times.
G-H-I-4-G-capital.
G-capital.
G-capital. Capital G.
Now I accidentally typed a G there. So to erase it, I typed the star key, which backspaced and deleted that capital G, because I wanted a capital H. I'll try it again.
G-H-I-4-G-capital. H-capital. H-capital.
And I'm going to type an E.
T-E-G-L.
Wait for that to type.
L. L. N. O. Space. G. H. N. O. W. Space. A. R. T. E. Y. N. O. T. V.
And I typed a V instead of a U, so I'm going to backspace.
V. Backspace.
Type a U.
T-U.
And now the question mark is under the 0. Some punctuation is under 1 and some is under 0. So I'll press 0.
Question.
First one's question mark.
Question.
Now, I would just want to explore the other symbols there. So we're going to go and tap 0 multiple
question.
Times. Question,
line.
Underline,
equals,
0. And 0.
Question.
We're back to question mark.
Question.
I'll delete the extra question mark.
Question.
Now we'll look at the
backspace.
Symbols under 1.
Dot,
which is period, at,
slash,
colon,
1.
And we're back to dot.
Dot.
Now there are some more symbols. So to get to other symbols and even more modes, I'm going to delete this dot.
Dot. Backspace.
We can press the bottom left button, which is right above the 1.
Number mode.
And now we're in numbers mode. So instead of typing words and letters, we'll type numbers. So if I want to type my comment line number, which is the number, by the way, that you can call to leave comments on any of my podcasts, which is 206-337-4383. That's a voicemail that you can just leave and give feedback. I'm going to type that number here because we're in numbers mode, so I'll just type
2-0-6-3-3-7-4-3-8-3
space.
Space.
And now we're in numbers mode. So to get back to ABC mode, we'll type that button again.
Symbol table. Use
now
two,
we're in a
four,
symbol table.
6 and 8 like arrows to select the symbol, then press pound to accept.
Now, we can use 2 as the up arrow, 8 as the down arrow, 4 as the left arrow, and 6 as the right arrow to navigate around the symbol table. So we have...
Dog. Floss.
I'm going down with
explain.
8.
Carrot. Carrot.
Now I'm going to go right with 6.
Yeah.
And go up.
Back. Dash. Comma.
comma, go to the right,
apostrophe,
down,
equals, number, star, step left, dollar, slash, quotation, quotation, colon, backslash, percenter.
The high-pitched beat, by the way, means we're at the top.
Right, right, tilde, grave, line, semi, set question, left square bracket, left brace, less, greater, right brace, right square bracket, vertical bracket, vertical bracket, vertical bracket.
And that is all of them. So if we want to type this vertical bracket, I can push pound.
Vertical bracket, enter.
And that's been typed. Remember that the symbol table is a grid, so there are items going left and right and items going up and down. Also, when you type a character, you are still in the symbol table, not back in your text file. Now I'm going to go back to ABC mode by tapping the button right above the 1 key.
ABC mode.
And we're back in ABC mode. Now I want to type in thumbrail to show you how that works. So I'll press menu.
Menu. Delete current line.
I don't want to delete the current line.
Delete all text. Save text. Save and exit text at exit text editor without saving. Rename file. Text input mode.
And I want to go to this.
Enter. ABC
it's set
mode.
To ABC, but I want to go to the right.
Thumbrail
to thumbrail.
Enter. Set.
And we hear set, followed by the confirmation sound. Now I'll type in thumbrail. So if I want to type, this is being written in thumbrail, I can type that. Keeping in mind that you cannot type in grade 2, you must type in grade 1 braille, which is actually computer braille. So your punctuation, your period will be a 4-6, or the 0 key. At is dot 4, question mark is the normal TH sign, which is dots 1, 4, 5, and 6. The exclamation point is the normal the sign, which is 3, 2, 4, and 6. And there are others that you can look up online. But those are the basics. So I'm going to type hello. The top right, or the top left button, which is two buttons above the number 2, one button below the record key.
Cap.
And I held that button for just a second. We heard cap for capital. We could do that again to hear caps lock. I'm going to type hi, how is everyone? So I'm going to type H using dots 1, 2, 5, or on the Bookport Plus keypad, dots 1, 4, and 6.
H capital.
H capital. I'm going to do I.
Hi.
And that is not capital because it didn't say capital. Now I'm going to space.
Space. H. O.
Now for the W, I'm going to do 0 plus the number 4. So that'll do 4, 5, 6, and 4 will do the dot 2, so I don't have to push 3 buttons with one thumb.
W. Space.
I. S is normal.
S. Space.
E. Now for V, I'm going to do the same thing as I did for W. So I'm going to do the dot 6, which is the 9. And then I'm going to do the 5 key for dots 1, 2, and 3, so it'll be dot the number 5 and the number 9.
V. Space. V. End of title.
E. 5 and 6 for R.
R.
And then for Y, and the and sign are really interesting because we can do dot 2 and 0 to type. 2 will do the 1 and 3. Dots and 0 will do the 4, 5, and 6. So I'm going to type 2 and 0.
Y.
And type O. By you could do 1 and 9 and the dot and the 6, or you could do the number 2 and the 6 to make the O.
O.
And then I'm going to do N.
N.
You could also have done 2 and 3 and 6. And E, followed by a question mark.
Question.
And I did the question mark by doing dots 1, followed by the 0. And whenever I say 1 followed by that, I don't mean press 1, let go of it, and push the other. I mean push the two of them together. So press the 1 and the 0 at the same time and release them at the same time. So as you can see, thumbrail takes a while to get used to, but it is much quicker than ABC mode. So if you sit down with it and write a few notes, you will get used to it very quickly. But there is still ABC mode available, and many prefer reverse thumbrail, so you're going to hold your Bookport Plus upside down. I'm not going to demo that because it's pretty much the same, so you can try that on your own. I'm going to up arrow to read this file.
Podcast file. Hello, how are you? To 1,063,374,383. Hi, how is everyone?
And that was kind of all rammed together, but so is the nature of text-to-speech. And the number it didn't pronounce as 206-337-4383. It pronounced it as the big, huge number you heard. Now, I can save this by going to the menu.
Menu. Delete current line.
And I don't want to delete the line.
Delete all text.
I don't want to delete the whole thing.
Save text.
I want to save, so I'll press enter.
Enter. You are about to save the text. Are you sure?
I'm sure.
Enter. File saved.
Now, I didn't choose to save and exit, so I'm still
beginning
in it.
Beginning of title. End of title. End of title.
And I arrowed around. Top said beginning, and then I did end. And that's pretty much it. Now, if I wouldn't have saved, it would have asked me if I wanted to save when I pressed any key. To get out, I'm going to press the title key to go back to my SD card.
You are about to save and exit the text editor. Are you sure?
And I'm going to press enter because I am sure.
Saved. Exit text editor. SD card. Text 1. Podcast file. Hello, how are you? TXT. In the folder.
And it used the first line of text.
One. Titles in the media.
So this file will now be called what it just said, or podcast file, hello, how are you, .txt. I want it to be simply called podcast file, so I'm going to do menu.
Menu. Edit. Use
edit.
Enter. You are about to edit the text file.
Do you want to edit
sure?
it? So I'm going to press enter.
Enter. Text editing mode.
Menu.
Menu. Delete current.
Now notice that we can't get to like the recording menu or system settings while we're in the text editor. And left arrow.
Text input mode. Rename file.
To rename file, press enter.
Enter. Current file name is
podcast file. Hello, how are you?
Enter file name.
And I just want this to be called podcast file, so I'm going to retype this really quickly in thumbnail. Now I'm going to backspace to delete all of this.
A.
Clear.
I held star to clear. Now I'm just going to type podcast file as I did earlier. I'm going to do that really quickly. Deleted the 9.
T-C-A-S-T
space F-I-L-E.
I'm going to press the center button to okay.
Podcast file. Podcast file.
Well, down arrow.
Enter. New file name is
podcast file.
You are about to rename the file. Are you sure?
And I am.
Enter. Renamed.
And now it's renamed. That did
you
not.
You are about to save. Exit the text
and
editor.
I'm sure.
File saved. Exit text editor.
And
SD
we're back
card.
To the SD
text
card.
Podcast file TXT.
And as you heard, it's now called podcastfile.txt.
Titles in the media.
And by one title in the media, it means one text file. I went to Daisy, left arrow,
audio.
Past audio.
Daisy title 8. The Hunger Games, book 1. In the folder.
We hear 8 titles in the media because there are 8 Daisy titles. Now, as you heard the guide voice there. That is not the guide voice reading that. That the Bookport Plus guide voice in this version of the software is Aaron Jones, who actually was the one that read The Hunger Games. So that wasn't the Bookport Plus saying that. That was just the same narrator as the guide voice reading that book. And that is pretty much all I have to show you about using your Bookport Plus as a note taker. One final note is that if you have another text file that you sent from your PC, like a text formatted book or just a file you've written on your PC that's in .txt format, you can go to the edit menu just like I did and edit that text file, even if it was not created on the Bookport Plus. I know this could sound quite confusing. It's really easy to get used to, but unless you can get your hands on a Bookport Plus, it does definitely sound way more difficult than it is. So if you have any questions, you can feel free to contact me by contacting me on my website at blindmobiletech.com, blindmobiletech.com, or you can call the comment line and leave an audio comment if you leave your email address and tell me what you need clarified. I will get back to you there. My audio comment line is at 206-337-4383, and that number can also be found on my website. I hope this Bookport Plus tutorial on creating text files as notes on your Bookport Plus has been of some assistance to you. If you need more information about creating notes, please check out the Bookport Plus manual at aph.org/tech.